The eighth parak continues discussing the minimum sizes of items that somebody would be chayav on if they carry them from Rishus to Rishus or four amos within a Rishus or Rabim on Shabbos. So Mishnah Aleph says as follows, if somebody would carry these sizes of items or more, the person would be chayav a korban chatas if they did it b'shogeg. Hamotzi yayin, if somebody carried out wine, it's talking about undiluted wine as they had at the time of Chazal, they had to add water to their wine concentrate. It was approximately one measure of wine and three measures of water. Kedei mezigas hakos, enough of that concentrated wine that when they combined it with water, it would be the size of a cup of a revius of wine. Chalav kedei gemia, if you carried out chalav, which is milk, it'd be enough for one to gulp at one time. Devash, honey, kedei liten al hakatis, enough of the honey to put on a sore. It's talking about a sore of a horse or a donkey. They use that as a salve, as a remedy for sores for animals. Shemen, somebody who carried out oil, kedei lasuch aver katan, it was enough to anoint a small aver. It's talking about a small limb, a small toe of a little baby. It would be sufficient to cover that toe. Mayim, enough water, kedei lashuf bahem et akilor, it would be enough to rub it into an eye ointment. So when you used to add water for the ointment, to the ingredients of the ointment, it was enough water that was necessary to make that ointment. Ushar kol hamashkin b'revis, and all other liquids, the minimum size would be a revis. The kol hashofchin b'revis, and in addition, all other wastewater, that means it's spilled, to be spilled out, that would also be a revis, because that's the minimum amount you would need to make clay. Rabbi Shimon Omer kulam b'revis. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tana Kana of our Mishnah that give various shiurim for liquids. This has all been a discussion of liquids in our Mishnah, and all of those shiurim, those sizes, were less than a revis. Rabbi Shimon says even for all of the items that we listed in the Reisha of the Mishnah, the minimum size is going to be a revis for somebody who carries it out on Shabbos to be chay of a chatas. And the reason the listing of all of those smaller shirim for the various items is only if somebody indeed it's something that is important and significant subjectively into an individual, then you can be chayav on the smaller shirim. But objectively, those are not the shirim. The objective shirim for all liquids is a revis, according to Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah Beis, Hamotzi Chevel, if somebody carries out a small amount of rope, kedei lasat oz in the kupa, it is enough to make a handle for a basket, to carry that basket around. Gemi, a reed, to make a loop, kedei lasat talai lenafa lekvara, to make a loop in order for it to hang with that reed, and either a sifter or a sieve. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lito mimenu midas min alakat, and even smaller, Rabbi Yehuda says, in order the amount of reed that would be necessary to measure the size of a baby's shoe. So a very small amount. Niyar, which is paper, kedei lichtav alav kesher, mochsim, enough to write a receipt. A moches is literally a tax collector. Here it's talking about if somebody would take a ferry, for example, they would write them a receipt that they paid. So just enough paper that they would need to write that receipt on. So a small amount. V'amotzi kesher mochsim chayv. And now the Mishnah also mentions if somebody carries that receipt that they received from the moches, they would also be chayv on it. Niyar machuk. How about if somebody's carrying paper, but it's been erased, so it doesn't have the use that you can write on it, so you actually need a little bit more than kedei lichrach al pitz luchis ketana shel pal yaton. It would have to be the minimum amount to seal a pitz luchis, is a flask, a little bottle, katana, a small bottle, shel pal yaton is perfume, so enough of this used paper in order to seal it on that small bottle. Mishnah Gimel, or how about when it comes to leather, kedei lasos kameya, to make the pouch for holding an amulet, for holding that piece of paper that was an amulet, so it's amount the size of a pouch. Klaf is parchment, kedei lichtov ala parsha ketana shel tefillin, enough to write the smallest parsha that we have of the four parshas in our tefillin, Shema Yisrael, and that's the parsha of Shema Yisrael. So if it's enough parchment to write Shema Yisrael on, the entire paragraph of Shema Yisrael, then somebody would be chayiv. Dio, how about ink? Kedei lichtov shtei osios, enough ink to write two letters, that person would be chayiv to bring a korban chatas if it was done b'shogeg. Kechol, eye makeup, kedei likol ayinachas, enough to paint one eye. Mishnah Dalet, continuing the items and the minimum amounts that somebody, if they would chayiv, they would carry it out on Shabbos that they would be chayev to bring a korban chatas. Devek, glue, kedei liten berosh hashavshevet. What they would used to do to catch birds is they used to have a stick, and on top of the stick they would put a board and apply a bunch of glue on top of it so the bird would stick to it. So enough glue that was necessary to put on that board to catch a bird. Zefet, pitch, vigafrit, and sulfur, kedei lasos nekev, in order to fill up a hole. What they would do is on a flask, for example, a flask of mercury, they would seal it with either pitch or sulfur, and then they would get the mercury by making a little hole in it. So it's enough of that pitch or sulfur to act as a seal that they could actually puncture a hole in that seal. Shava, wax, kedei liten al pi nekev katan, in order to put onto a small hole. If there was a small hole in a wine barrel, they would use wax to seal it up. So enough wax to seal up that hole. Harsis, which is crushed brick, kedei lasos pi kor shel tzorfei zahav, that they would use to seal up an opening if they had a furnace that they were using to refine gold. So if there was an opening there, they would want to seal it to make that furnace as hot as possible. So enough of that crushed brick in order to seal up that hole. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lasot pit pur, he has a different shear, a different amount, in order to repair the leg of that refiner's gold oven. Subin, which is bran was not viewed as edible at the time of Chazal, very coarse. Kedei liten al pi kor shel tzorfei zahav, the same amount, in order to seal up that hole of that oven of the gold refiner seed. Now we're just going to talk about lime, and we're going to have three different opinions on this, and it's going to go from the largest amount to the smallest amount. So seed, kedei lasud ketana shebebanos, amount of lime that it would take to put on the smallest limb of a girl to remove hair. So that's lasut, to put that seed onto lime. Lasut ketanesh babanos, the smallest limb to remove hair from a young girl. Number two, getting smaller, is Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lasot kilkul, in order to apply it to the hair on the temples of the girl in order to flatten down that hair. And number three, even smaller, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, kedei lasot andifi, in order to remove the hair underneath the temple. Mishnehei adama is red clay. What would they use that for? So it'd be the minimum amount, kechosam amartzufim divrei Rabbi Akiva, the minimum amount to seal up a sack of merchandise. So they use that red clay to seal it up. So to seal up that sack, that would be the amount. V'chachamim omrim kechosam igros. You can even have a smaller amount. You could use that red clay to seal up a letter, and accordingly, if you took out that amount, you would be chayiv chatas. Zevel manure v'chol hadak, or fine sand, kedei lezabel kelach shel kruv divrei Rabbi Akiva. It would be enough to fertilize a stalk of cabbage. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. V'chachamim omrim kedei lezabel kreisher chamim rav the view, in order to fertilize a leek. Chol hagas, now we're talking not about fine sand but coarse sand. Kedei liten al milo kaf seed, in order to, what they would do is, in order to make plaster, they would add this chol hagas, this coarse sand, to lime. And we're talking now about enough of this coarse sand to add it to lime in order to have a shovels full of plaster. Kane is a reed. Kedei lasot kulmus, in order to make a pen, because they would write. They didn't have our big pens or our fancy pens that we have nowadays, so they used to use reeds for it. So if it's the right form, in order for to make a pen to write with, im haya avel or murusas. But if it was too thick, so you couldn't use it as a pen, or if it was broken, and again, you couldn't use it as a pen, so it would be a larger amount then to be something that's useful for them. What would they use it for? Kedei levash al bo beitza kalash bebeitzim. It was enough of these reeds in order to cook an egg, the easiest eggs to cook. It's talking about a chicken egg. And in order to cook it, it would be trufa. It would already be mixed in oil in the sunabi ilbas and put into a hot pan. So that's how they would need that amount of reed in order to cook the egg that way, until the egg was cooked. Meaning you put it in a hot pan, it was already mixed with oil, and you just went, and how long it took, that's how much reed it would take in order to be chayef. Mishnah Vav Etzem, a small piece of bone, what would you use that for? The minimum amount is kedei lasot tarvat, in order to use it to make a spoon. So if it was big enough to make a spoon, then you would be chayv if carried out on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even smaller than that. We have other uses, smaller uses. Kedei lasot mimenu chaf, in order to make the tooth of a key. Just a little tooth on a key, tiny thing. If you carried out enough etzem, enough bone to do that, you'd be chayv chata. Schuchis, a small piece of of glass. Kedei ligror bo rosh hakarkar, in order to use that small piece of glass in order to sharpen the tip of a weaver's pick. So they had these picks that they had to sharpen, and if you had enough glass to sharpen it, then you'd be chayv tzur. It's a pebble or evan or a larger stone, larger than a pebble. Kedei lizrok bo, in order to throw it at a bird that was bothering you. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, you wouldn't be throwing stones at birds. You can just shout out to them, so you need it for a different use. What's the next larger use that you would use a pebble for or a stone? Could they lizrok b'ema, in order to throw it at an animal to get it away from you? Mishnah Zayin Cheres, if you have a pottery shard, could they liten bein patin lechaveru div Reb Yehuda, in order for it large enough to put it between two boards in order to separate them so they wouldn't become warped? So it'd have to be the minimum amount of that shard of pottery or earthenware in order to be able to separate those wood boards. Rabbi Meir Omer, kedei lachtot bo es haor, enough in order to scoop up a coal with it. So, or is a fire, so you need enough of that pottery shard in order to scoop up a coal, a burning coal. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kedei lekaba bo revis, in order to, he gives a third shear, in order to carry a revis of liquid. And now we're going to have both of those latter views, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, bring proofs from a pasuk to their respective views. I'm a Rabbi Meir. Even though there's not exact proof to my opinion, but there is kind of a hint in a pasuk. It's a quasi proof from a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and the pasuk says as follows: "V'lid yamatzah, you will not be found amongst all the pottery, all the broken, everything, one thing will be broken. It will be so rare to find earthenware, because it's all going to be shattered, that you won't even be able to find a piece to carry a burning coal in it." So that is Rabbi Meir's proof that the minimum shear of a shard of earthenware is to be able to carry a burning coal. But Rabbi Yossi says, if you just continue reading in the pasuk, that pasuk you're bringing as a proof for yourself is actually a proof for me. Amar Rabbi Yossi, misham raya, you want to bring a proof from that? The balance of the pasuk says, v'lachsof mayim migevet, there's not going to be enough, because you're not going to even find broken pottery to be able to scoop up water from a pit, from a barrel, from a hole. So there's not going to even be. So that's a proof to me, said Rabbi Yossi, that the minimum amount of cheres of pottery is going to be the amount that is able to carry a revis of liquid. If you carry that amount, you're going to be chayav for carrying on Shabbos. So each has a quasi proof to their respective views.